Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
for his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, O God. We give you the honor, O God. We magnify your name, O God. We lift the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift the name of Jesus. We exalt the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we worship you. Hallelujah. In spirit and in truth. Oh, we bless your name. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord. He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Then looked unto him of a lightning, and the faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord even round about them that fear him, and delivered them. All things, and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his sins, for there is no want for them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may seek good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking God. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of death from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of broken heart, and saveth such as be as of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of all of them. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Hallelujah. None of us that trust in the Lord will be desolate. None of us that put our trust in the Lord shall be desolate. Hallelujah. 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 Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. God before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Praise his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth through all generations. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Let the glory of Almighty God invade the atmosphere on the prayer line. Invade the atmosphere on the radio. Let the glory of the Lord invade the atmosphere in our homes, in our dwelling places. Oh, glory of the Lord. Invade this glory of the Lord. Invade this atmosphere. Glory of the Lord. Invade this atmosphere. Invade the airways. Invade the type of space. Glory of the Lord. Invade the airways, the type of space, the networks. Glory of the Lord, invade the telephone system. Glory of the Lord, invade the internet. Glory of the Lord, invade our hearts. Glory of the Lord, invade our dwelling places, our homes. Glory of the Lord, invade our children's dwelling places. Glory of the Lord, invade our children's hearts. Invade their homes. Glory of the Lord, invade our grandchildren's dwelling places. Glory of the Lord, invade their wombs. Glory of the Lord, invade our spouses' hearts. Glory of the Lord, invade our spouses' jobs. Glory of the Lord, invade us. Invade us. Let there be a glory invasion in the name of Jesus. A glory invasion in the name of Jesus. Let the glory invasion take over our lives. Let the gloriation, the glory invasion has dominion over every area of our lives. The glory invasion, oh, invade our health. The glory invasion, invade our emotions. The glory invasion, invade our spirit, soul, and body. In the name of Jesus, let there be a glory invasion. Oh, a glory invasion in this ministry. A glory invasion in our hands and our hands for tabernacle ministries. A glory invasion on the intercessors. A glory invasion, oh God, on the prayer line. A glory invasion, oh God, in the name of Jesus. A glory invasion. We will not resist a glory invasion. We will surrender to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will rejoice in thy salvation in the name of our God. We will step up our banners. Oh, yes, Lord. A glory invasion. Invade every area of our lives. A glory invasion. Invade our children's lives. A glory invasion. Invade their hearts. A glory invasion. Invade their dwelling. A glory invasion. Invade our minds. Our thoughts. Let the mind of Christ be in us. Oh, yes. A glory invasion, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for fresh oil. In the name of Jesus, a refreshing in the spirit of Jesus Christ. A refreshing, oh God. Give us a refreshing. Refresh our spirit, soul, mind, and body. In the name of Jesus, oh Almighty God, we come tonight through the grace this morning, and we ask you, Almighty God, for mercy, mercy, mercy. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us of all that we've done that's not pleasing to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful to us. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy, oh God, upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon each and every one, oh God. Under the sound of our voice, be merciful unto us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, forgive us, oh God, of all our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right and a steadfast spirit within us. Oh God, we apply the blood of Jesus, oh God, to our body, souls, and spirit. We apply the blood of Jesus to the airways, the disciples, and the networks. We apply the blood of Jesus to this prayer line. We apply the blood of Jesus to the radio. We apply the blood of Jesus to the cyberspace, the networks, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we apply the blood. We apply the blood of Jesus to every ear of our lives. We apply the blood of Jesus to our spouse's lives. We apply the blood of Jesus to our grandchildren's lives. We apply the blood of Jesus to our children's lives. We apply the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We apply the blood. We apply the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We apply the blood. We apply the blood. We apply the blood. We apply the blood of Jesus into every area of our lives. We apply the blood of blood of Jesus to our children's lives. We apply the blood of Jesus to our grandchildren's lives. We apply the blood, blood of Jesus in our atmosphere. The blood of Jesus into our dwelling places. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We took our spiritual and body in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh God, we took our body, soul, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. Yes, dear Lord, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus to our organs. The blood of Jesus to our systems. The blood of Jesus to our bodies. The blood of Jesus to our minds. Let the blood of Jesus take away evil and negative thoughts from us. Let the blood of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus cleanse our minds, our thoughts. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse our souls. The blood of Jesus heal our bodies. We soak our cells, our tissues, our organs, our systems in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus on our possessions. The blood of Jesus on our food. The blood of Jesus, oh God, in our homes. The blood of Jesus in our neighborhoods. The blood of Jesus upon our children's womb. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood, of Jesus, oh God. The on the buses, as the children and grandchildren and great-grand go to school. The blood of Jesus, we apply the blood to the bus stops. The blood of Jesus to our children's schools, our grandchildren's schools. The blood of Jesus to the schools in our district. The blood of Jesus to the schools in our zip code. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus to our cars and our transportation. The blood of Jesus to be a hedge of protection around us. The blood of Jesus to the works of our hands. The blood of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the glorious blood of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, take preeminence this morning. Take preeminence, oh Holy Spirit. Take preeminence this morning in the name of Jesus. Yekuria masande kurobosu. Uria sitiria kuria masande riako. Uria kiane kiane kiane. Uria mosso doria kayase. Hallelujah. Ere mosso de riako. Uria kayase de riako. Yekuya de kaya masete riako. Uria kuya mosso toriaka. Wherever you are just morning, speak in your heavenly language. If you don't have the gift, just begin to tell God thank you. I will bless you, oh God. I will praise you, oh God. Yes, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. You are so good. You are so kind. You are so gracious. I thank you for all that you've done. I thank you for all that you're doing. I thank you for all that you will do. I thank you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I worship you, Jesus. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name forever. Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Give us your heart, a servant's heart, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Jesus, to walk by your Spirit, in the name of Jesus, and not of the flesh, oh God. Help us, we need you. Oh Jesus, help us to resist temptation, in the name of Jesus. Give us a hunger to pursue you, Jesus, to pursue the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Oh God, hallelujah, we thirst for you. We thirst for you. We need you. As the deer panted for the water, so my soul thirsted after you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Spirit of the living God, hallelujah. It is all about you. It is all about you. It's not about us. We worship you. We bless you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Robo Sodoria Karabaside. We adore you. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let us worship.
You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory, all the honor. And I bless your holy name. there's a place I can hide. You are my heart's desire.
You are my light. Did anybody ask me who you are?
You asked me who you are.
I tell
you are the God.
Tell them that you're the Christ.
You are the Christ.
The Son of
Son
the
of
living God.
God.
If anybody
you
asked
are.
Me who you are.
Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for your presence. We love you, Spirit of the living God. We thank you, oh God. We give you the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This morning we ask you to send your holy angels to be with us, guiding and pursuing your biddings throughout this day in our lives, throughout our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, oh God, for open heavens in the name of Jesus. Thank you for opening the portals to the holy throne room of God. Thank you for open heavens over our lives. Thank you for open heavens over our children's lives. Thank you for open heavens over our spouses' lives. Thank you, Lord, that we walk under an open heavens. Our children walk under open heavens in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we can hear the voice of the Father. Hallelujah, that we know his voice and we follow after his voice and not the voice of hurling. We thank you, Lord, that we know your voice. Hallelujah, you are our shepherd. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, we thank you. Hallelujah. And Father, we pray this morning, any evil portal that's open, we close it through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Oh, we close every plan, we shut down every plan of the enemy. We cancel it. In the name of Jesus, every plan of the enemy over our lives, our destinies, our children's lives, our spouses' lives, our grandchildren's lives, our siblings' lives, our nieces and nephews' lives, any plan of the enemy against our ministries, against this prayer line, against us, against the radio, against God's plans and purposes for our lives, we cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus, and we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives in the name of Jesus. God's plans and purpose for our children's lives in the name of Jesus. We superimpose God's plans and purpose for our spouses, husbands, and wives' lives. We superimpose God's plans and purpose for our children and grandchildren's lives. In the name of Jesus, only the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail. Oh, God, God's plans and purpose for this ministry, we superimpose in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that you are a hedge of protection around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing. Oh, God, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. We soak every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. For those who need healing, we begin to pray the blood over every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bring complete and total healing. Make us whole. Oh, God, those that are going through depression, touch the mind, the thoughts, oh, God. We release the peace of Jesus Christ upon each and every one that's going through chaos in their minds. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, invade the mind, invade the thought life. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, let the Holy Word of God invade the cells, the in the brains, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh God, the plans and purpose of our lives will prevail. The thoughts towards us are good and not evil. And Father, we stand on your word and your promises. You spirit of depression, we bind you and all your cohorts and send you to the bottomless pits of hell. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We release unspeakable joy. We release unspeakable joy, joy, eternal joy. Hallelujah. Upon our lives, in the name of Jesus, we shut our ears to negativity in the name of Jesus. Oh, we only will speak what God says about us. We are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. A holy nation, a peculiar people that God brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are a royal priesthood. We thank you that we know our identity in Jesus Christ and that we walk in our identity in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And who's in us? Jesus. Hallelujah. The same resurrection power that rose Jesus Christ from the grave is in us. Hallelujah. We are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You are made. I am made in his image and I'm made in his likeness in the name of Jesus. I have the DNA of Jesus Christ. So I walk in his anointing and I walk in his power in the name of Jesus. I'm just not a priesthood, but I'm a royal priesthood, anointed by God, chosen by God, ordained by God in the name of Jesus. So I decree, declare, and prophesy that no weapon fashioned against me, no weapon fashioned against my children, no weapon fashioned against my spouse, no weapon fashioned against my grandchildren, no weapon fashioned against us, no weapon fashioned against my siblings, no weapon fashioned against my nieces and our nephews, no weapon fashioned against each and every one. Oh, of us under the sound of my voice shall prosper. When God is for us, who can be against us? It will not prosper. There will form, but it will not prosper. Why? Because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are his kingdom sons and daughters. We are the sheep of his pasture. So even when we walk through the valley, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thy rod and thy staff comfort us. And so we stand on the word and the promises of God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning again to everyone this morning. We've been talking about our identity in Christ. And we started off with Hosea 4:6, that people perish because of lack of knowledge. And we perish because if we do not know who we are. This woman had, she was a queen and a king, and they had a child. And the child was adopted and taken away from them, and they looked for that child. And they could not find this child. And this child was literally staying in a nearby village near where the palace was. Child grew up with, didn't know who she was, in a poor family, the people that stole her and sold her to this family, poor, but yet she was a princess, but she did not know. So this child suffered This child was maltreated. This child hardly had food or clothes or nothing. This child was humiliated. This little girl was humiliated. This little girl was bullied in school. This little girl had to do work and work and work in this home that she was living in. There was no love in the home. She was maltreated. Hallelujah. Maltreated. Treated so badly. People took advantage of her. Hallelujah. And so there was a time when the queen had the baby. There was a woman that took care of the baby early on. And after the baby got taken away, stolen, abducted, but before the baby got abducted, hallelujah, the baby carried a birthmark. A birthmark. Hallelujah. They looked for that birthmark before when they were looking for the baby, but they could not find any child with that birthmark. And finally, hallelujah, the nanny came to visit. And the queen was so sad because that was her only child. Her only child. Hallelujah. So the setup again, this was after about 18 years. They set up again. They said they're going to look at every male, every female child came to that home that this poor little girl suffering. And they look, and there was the birthmark. What am I saying to you? Many of us in the kingdom of God are like that girl. Staying in the home, suffering, don't have nothing to eat. We are being intimidated, and we are being bullied, and we are all working like slaves because we do not know our identity. But we thank God for the King. Hallelujah. Amen. And we look at that nanny as the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Sushing. And that is what finding. And I want you to know that you are precious in the sight of God. You are the King's daughters. You are the King's Son. Hallelujah. Glory. But when you do not know your identity, and if you do not know who you are, the enemy will take advantage. He comes to steal. He comes to kill. And he comes to destroy. John 10:10, but Jesus Christ came that we may have life and have life more abundantly. Hallelujah. I want to let you know that you are a chosen generation, First Peter 2:9, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellences of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. So you are chosen. You are chosen. Let's look at Ephesians 1:4-5. Just as he chose us in him for the foundation of the world, that we will be holy and blameless before him in love, he of his will. Hallelujah. He chose us. And let's look at Genesis 1 when God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. Not only he chose, he made you. He chose you. If he didn't choose you, he wouldn't have made you. And he made you in his image and likeness and gave you that dominion. Hallelujah. Let's look at it. I'm not going to keep you long, but I just want you to start realizing who you are. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you know your identity, hallelujah, things get better for you. Hallelujah. You're not bullied. You're not taking advantage of. Nobody can say anything to you if you know who you are. The Bible says in Genesis 1, just imagine how important you are to God. Before he even created you, he had everything. Before he created us, he had everything set in place for us. Look what he did. He put everything in order. It's just like a mother going, before she have a baby, she's going shopping to buy, to get the baby bedroom, get everything set before the baby is born. God created the world for us before we were even created. He had everything in place for us. I hope you're getting it. Hallelujah. And God said, hallelujah. Let's go. God said, let us, 26, make man in our image after our likeness. The characteristics, their personality, let them, the virtues, and let them, you see, the man, God made man in his image, your image, the reflection of God. Hallelujah. God has a mouth, he has a hand, you are made in his image, and you made in his likeness. The virtues of Almighty God is in us. Hallelujah. And let them, because if you don't have that virtue, you will not be able to have the dominion. And let them have dominion. You have the dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man. So God created man. I want you to realize, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Hallelujah. He created man. And look at this. That's the spirit of man. Hallelujah. I don't have time to go through all of that this morning, but he created. I want you to know he created you. Take this. In his image and in his likeness. So you carry all those virtues. You carry his DNA. And God blessed them. Then when he created you, then he blessed you. This is the first anointing. He blessed them. God anointed you. You are anointed to be what? Fruitful. You are anointed for multiplication. You are anointed to replenish the earth. You are anointed to subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon you. Have the dominion anointing. And both of us, look what happened in the garden with Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. I want you to see how Satan tricked them, because they already had dominion over Satan himself. Hallelujah. And he tricked them so that they can come low. And look what happened. So what would you say? They were the first man and woman created. And just imagine first man and woman, what they had. They had everything that God had in him. They were brilliant, dominion. They anointing. The animals had to subdue the fall of the air, the everything. They had dominion. The fish of the sea, some nice snapper. They just call the snapper up. They want to eat some salmon. Come up, salmon. Just imagine the animals could stay around them. They had dominion. The animals, you can have a wild, a bear, or a lion, or whatever. The animals were under them. The animals were subdued under them. The birds were subdued under them. They had that anointing. They only ate from the tree that God told them not to eat from. And that's when the Lord said, yes, the Lord said, but Jesus Christ came. That's what God said in Genesis 3:15. That the seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent. Let's look at it. Hallelujah. Genesis 3:15 says, that's the first prophetic word. I will put enmity between thee and the woman and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head and thou shalt bruise his heel. So, Satan, God is speaking to Satan, that the seed of the woman will bruise her head, will crush the head. That seed is Jesus Christ. When he was crucified and buried and he rose up, he made atonement to reconcile us back to God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. He already paid the price when he said, it is finished. So what are we still on? Why are we like that girl in the house suffering when God has given us everything? It is finished. Hallelujah. But you see, the mind, our thought life, our processes, when you do know who you are, but how can I get from here back to a spiritual Eden? It's a journey. Hallelujah. That when you receive Jesus Christ, you're now into the kingdom of Almighty God. So how can you get, you come back to God, you receive Jesus, the Holy Spirit will move on your heart, and you receive salvation. Now you are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. You are no more a slave. Hallelujah. You're not a bond servant of satanic bond servant. You are in the kingdom of light. Hallelujah. So what you got, how do you come to knowing who you are in Christ? That's why the Bible tells you that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Jesus said, greater things you shall do in my name. He gave us the authority. Hallelujah. He's already paid the price. He has already done it. Hallelujah. That's what you got to study the word. You got to study the word. Why would you want to be in that same place? Why would I want to be in that place? Sometimes you need to just think about it. Study the word to show yourself approved. Get acquainted, reacquainted, because your mind, it has to be a transformation of the mind. Because when you have walked in, when you are in the kingdom of darkness, all that mindset that you have, so it takes transformation of the mind. Renewing and transforming our mind. How can our mind be transformed and renewed? By the word of God. Hallelujah. With the Holy Ghost leading, teaching, guiding us. By the word of God. And everything in this Bible have an answer to one of our problems. The Holy Spirit will lead us. The Holy Spirit will guide us. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus said. I will not leave you comfortless. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I'll send you the Holy Spirit who will teach you, who will guide you into all truth. You are, let me say to you, you are, Ephesians 2:19, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household. Ephesians 2:19. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're no longer slave and subjected to the enemy. You are adopted into the fellowship. Hallelujah. Engrafted in Christ. He has redeemed you. He sacrificed for us on the cross. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He has. The DNA is in you. But the mind cannot be changed unless we study the word. Be open. Let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you. Find a Bible study. And go to a Bible study. Study the scriptures. And you need the Holy Spirit who will open your eyes of illumination. Hallelujah. You seek their healing scriptures. In the spring magazine that I'm doing, I began to put scriptures together for every kind of stuff. It's going to be a magazine full of scriptures for healing, for different things. There will be scriptures and prayers to go along with the scriptures that you decree and declare, and you begin to speak those words. And let's see the move of God happening in your life. But you're not going to walk after the way you used to walk after the flesh. You walk after the spirit. There's a transformation. And the things you used to do, you do them no more, because it's a process. You will not just change overnight by process, but you are open and willing to allow the Spirit of God to work in you. So each day, the way you were last year, you're not the same. Let people see the difference, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let people see the difference, that your light is shining. Hallelujah. So that you can receive all your inheritance that God has left for you, walking in his spirit. Now, don't listen to what people say about you. Don't listen to negativity. What did God say about you? Hallelujah. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He did not send his Son to condemn the world, no, to save the world, to redeem the world, to reconcile us back to God, to have a relationship. And when Jesus made atonement, that was a great day. When he made atonement for us, when he took his blood and laid it as a sacrifice once and for all, our dominion anointing was restored. Hallelujah. Your mind just got to catch up your soul to the spiritual. Hallelujah. And even if it takes a while, but you still can use the authority. Hallelujah. And you have to listen to the Holy Spirit. Walk by the Spirit of God. What God will tell you, he's a covenant-keeping God. And so you have to follow those ways. And it's not by forced labor. You enjoy being obedient. Enjoy learning about God. Your minds are open to receive. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning. We bless your name. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, Thank you for activating the dominion anointing within us. Thank you, Lord, that you're taking us higher in you. Thank you, Lord, that Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. Lord, we thank you that we walk in the abundance in the name of Jesus. We are not the tail, we are the head. We are not beneath, but we are above. We thank you, Lord, that let the poor say, I'm rich, we're rich in Christ. We thank you, Lord. We love you and love our neighbors as we love ourselves. We thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you, Lord, we'll not hear what the enemy says about us. No, because when God is for us, who can be against us? We listen to Christ. We are healed. We are healed. Sickness have no dominion over us. We uproot and bind the spirit of infirmity. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. I just feel somebody needs some healing, 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 healing. Hallelujah. Romo soto ria karema sanderiako. Hallelujah. Romo sete ria koromasim. Hallelujah. I'm good. Healing, 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 healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep copying some of these healing scriptures. Let me read it and give you some scriptures, those that need healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray these scriptures. Hallelujah. Pray these scriptures. I will just give you a few of them. I have about 30, but I will give you a few. A lot of these things will be in the upcoming magazine, the prayers and everything. Proverbs 4, 20 to 22. The wisdom of scriptures bring health. Isaiah 53, 5. Isaiah 53, 5. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53, 5, he was crushed, he was pierced for, so when you pray that, you will say, but he was, Christ was pierced for my transgressions. Jesus Christ was crushed for my iniquities. The punishment that brought peace, us peace, brought me peace was upon him, and by his wound I am healed. So you're going to put yourself into that scripture. Proverbs 14:30. Mark 4:34. Mark 4:34. Jeremiah 30:17. This is God speaking. I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declare the Lord, because you are called an outcast, Zion, for no one cares. I will heal you. This is something that you do. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Our bodies belong to God. We should honor him with it. Psalm 147:3. God brings healing to the brokenhearted. So just imagine brokenhearted. Those are things that the mental different sick, things that makes us depressed and different things. Hallelujah. Revelation 21:4, Jeremiah 33:6. These are just a few. I have so many of them, but use those scriptures. Hallelujah. And pray it and declare it so you can receive complete healing. Don't give up. Don't just say those scriptures one day. You can say one of themselves, and you can say not just one day. It's something that you do until you pray, until something happens, until you see, feel the result, but believe and trust in the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless each and every one of you. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful day. Walk in your dominion anointing and dominion authority. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens you. We love you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. God bless you.